Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am actually warmer than I've been over the last 2 days, and I have been for the last 2 weeks.
Yay! That's a good
thing.
When
you live in the valley, you never know what to expect. Oh. This Mercury retrograde, everybody's freaking out on my end. How about you?
Even today, a handful of people coming up about this Mercury retrograde. I know it's going retrograde. How's that going to work? It's an
lead, follow, get out of my way.
Pluto is such an interesting, you know, shift on that, where it just barely touches Pluto and then starts moving away from it again.
I know.
That really second look at everything and the shifts in our lives, and really what is our foundation in life, what do we stand for in life, and really redirecting it and taking a look back at that and over time is a really good thing.
Well, you know, because Capricorn does rule government and the public at large, too, I wouldn't be surprised if they did decide to do a recount.
Oh, again, under Mercury retrograde, making that second part, it is. And details, because the one thing that it has is a easy aspect to it is the moon is directly in trine with that Mercury as it stations retrograde. And so,
yes.
Virgo, the purity, the detail, all of that duality to that one, along with that staunch Mercury, really makes it to where there will be a reconsidering, a reexamination going on during this period.
Absolutely. You know, and the thing I love about that Virgo moon is it's very virginal. It's very meticulous in one way, analytical in another, but it has a perfecting intelligence. And with the moon there, it also has an emotional take to it, because it's been a very emotional election period we've been through. And I don't usually discuss, you know, religion or politics with people on a normal basis. I mean, there are certain people I will, but for the most part, like, I don't put stuff out on Facebook, and I don't do all that stuff. But if somebody wants to have a quiet conversation about it, their concerns, I'm more than happy to listen and maybe give them whatever input I can. But again, I mean, when I was raised, my mom and my stepdad, they were very, very different as far as their political views and all that, and they never told each other who they voted for. And it was respected that it was your private thing. That's why they keep it private in the booths, and that's how I was raised. And so because of that, I find myself doing the same thing, and I think sometimes with some of the raging I've been seeing going on Facebook, I think it's a wise choice, okay?
Oh, I agree. I mean, it does, and this is especially because everybody on this, you know, in this election really thought it was going to go to Hillary, because there are a lot of people that are very silent out there about their choices, and I think a lot of people did vote according to their silence, not according to what their political gain it was. I think a lot more people voted their conscience this year than they usually.
Exactly right. And like I said, you know, I just have to trust that things are in divine order. And whatever comes out of all of this will somehow benefit us and bring us forward the next 4 years. I don't, again, I'm only one person voting, you know, and I have to do it, again, according to my own conscience, which I will do. But at the same time, I'm not going to get, you know, into a dither about it because, again, it happened for a reason, and we'll figure all that out, whether they do a recount or they don't. We'll see how things orchestrate themselves and how they move forward because, you know, one person has more experience on the international level than the other, and the other has been, you know, a financial person that in the country's had a lot of trouble with finances, although we've made some improvements over the last 4 years. But the way I look at it is whatever we need most, hopefully it will be provided. And that's just how I look at it from a larger level, you know, a little bit more panoramic view, if you will.
And I'm even going to take it a little bit bigger than that because the universe, you know, right now is changing and shifting. Pluto is in Capricorn.
Exactly. Because again, if you do what you feel is right within yourself, you're usually pretty protected, you know? And that's how I look at it. Because, I mean, I don't expect people to share my views on different subjects and concepts and all that. And I learn from everyone I meet, and I teach everyone that I meet in my work. So to me, it's about the exchange of energy and give you something to think about. Doesn't mean you have to adopt it. Doesn't mean you have to sign up for it. It just gives you food for thought. And sometimes that can be very entertaining and also very constructive.
Absolutely. Every, you know, we're not all alike. This is one reason why I love astrology.
Me too.
In our personality, who we are, what we do, how we go about doing things. That's the thing. The soul resonation is the most important thing to you. Is because it really is the one thing that, as long as you stay true to what your soul harmonizes with the universe, that's all that matters. Even though they may be, you know, considered unusual, or even though they fit in one way or the other, being who you are always provides the benefit. And no one, and I guarantee you, and this is what I've said so many times to my clients, no one gets out of this life without a challenge. The universe always
absolutely
we must embrace them,
yes,
and work through them, not run or fear them. And because this is the time where it is, especially with Mercury going retrograde, where fearing what's going to happen and working on that fear is not going to be productive to find the positive and to find work with it and find how we can make these shifts work for us.
Absolutely. The other interesting thing about tonight is that Mars getting ready to go into Pisces. It's in its last degree of Aquarius, too, and opposing the moon. And again, it gives people time for sentiment, but also time to try and maintain a certain amount of organization. And I put that out when I promoted the show about, you know, make a list. You'll be able to make a new list tomorrow because it's going to be like that with this Mercury retrograde. But as long as we stay on top of it, it can benefit us to reconsider before we put the money down, send the gift, make the phone call. All of that can actually be good because the retrograde Mercury is going to make us think twice. And sometimes that
Absolutely.
Can be a damn good thing.
Absolutely. It can.
Yep.
And it's again, those lists, I agree with you. That cracks me up. Make the list, and then the next day, make another list again. Because if you don't, things are going to fall through the cracks.
Things are going to fall through the cracks.
And
I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice.
There you go. Well, he's Santa Claus.
Yes. We have a few people on hold. We probably should take a caller. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All right. Area code 248, you're on the air.
Hello, Aphrodite. Hello, Jacqueline. It's Bill Hobart.
Oh, hey, Bill.
Bill,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm very well. I'm okay. Things are okay. Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear your voice.
He was asking about Uranus retrograde. And
I saw that. Yes.
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
See? And I was guided to call tonight, like, okay, I remember Aphrodite telling me something a couple weeks ago or a month ago, and I'm like, okay, what is it all about? So, because I feel stuck.
Well, you're only stuck very temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Part has to do with the planets in Sagittarius, especially the sun is very late in Sagittarius right now. It's at 27 mm-hmm. degrees. And squaring your Pisces moon.
Oh.
So that's why emotionally you're feeling stuck a little bit right now, but it will only last for a couple of days. It'll pass. Okay?
Good.
It'll be okay. Thanks. Once the sun gets on top of your Mercury in 3.5 days, things will shift again. Okay? And that's
good.
Okay. And, you know, the interesting thing, though, is that your Pluto and Mercury are both very close to your sun when they're retrograding. But they're forming trines to your seventh house of being that allied counselor for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the planetary energies that are in Virgo today, my feeling is if you have a little time tonight or tomorrow, it's maybe a time to look at your marketing a little bit, look at maybe making some callbacks with people to see if they want you to get involved with something coming up in the new year. Allow yourself to look towards the future if you feel stuck in the now, and look at promoting yourself a little bit differently, making contact with people that you know have been going through a stressful time, that you've been counseling.
Right.
This could be a good time for you also just to share and go that one extra step. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I have a question for you. What city are you going to be in on your birthday?
I'll be in Sterling Heights. Yep.
Ah, she's an expert at this. She's going to wow you right now. I love her.
And that is Michigan, correct?
Say what?
That is Michigan,
it is
correct?
Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to double check. I just wanted to make sure. I always double check because I've been known to do not been known to do. Interesting. On your birthday, Mercury hits 0 degrees.
Okay.
So what this does is it's a critical thought here. It means that, and it's a great year because what sits in between is Mercury sits on one side of your sun and Pluto sits on the other side of your sun. Okay. So this whole shift in foundational shift in change as far as your work is concerned is going to shift this year. It's a matter of doing that critical thinking, filling in those details, filling in all those little details. This is a great year for you as far as your career is concerned. Jupiter and the part of fortune are both sitting in Libra in your 10th house. This is a great year of downswing. And I do strongly suggest one of the things that you think about, which is something I want to, I think that the universe is kind of talking to you about right now, and the reason why you're slow is because your moon, your south node, Neptune, Mars, and Chiron are all in your third house. The third house rules communication. Okay? So this is a year of you getting out there, whether it be writing a book, or whether it be talking to people in group lectures, or getting an organization where you can get your message out there. What is trying to make you do? Saturn is going to be in your first house, and so it's more like you're going to be like the teacher or the informative one. So it's more right now this lull that you have is organizing you and giving you the time to reorganize and say, okay, I need to fill in these details and I need to do this because when your birthday comes, this whole thing is going to start to shift again. And you're going to be really out there in the public. Sun, Mercury, Pluto, and Saturn are all in your first half. So this is a great year of you getting out there and living your dream.
Right.
I want to make a recommendation, Bill.
Okay, dear.
I want you to really put out there to the universe, you'll do parties of eight, and you will do the host or hostess for free.
Okay. Okay.
That third house has
similar
to do with the community or the tri-county area where you live, and all that Pisces energy. You're so empathic and so compassionate that people from many different walks of life, you're going to appeal to them, okay?
Yes.
And I know you try to give people a certain amount of peace, but I think because of the squares to Jupiter, I think this year coming up, it's very important for you to understand that that peace may not be present.
Oh, okay.
And to step in strongly with them as a protective force with Pluto conjoining your sun. And you do that very well. I know. You're a good friend of mine. So, again, it's beautiful because I agree with Jacqueline, too, about everything she said, but also Saturn in trine to Uranus, okay, which means your personal life with your family, your closest friends, those you love, it's going to be really great for you to just be yourself with those persons. You don't have to put the counselor hat on. Okay?
Right.
You don't have to be engaged as far as opening up your third eye. You can just be yourself and enjoy that time in between. You can just be yourself and expand your sense of being positive. You have Sag rising in this chart. So it's going to be an interesting year for you because it's going to be like none other, as every year is. But at the same time, out of this, I agree with Jacqueline, that you people are going to feel very, very comfortable calling you because you do have a balanced view.
Right.
Okay?
Right. That's fantastic. I have one more question. I'm getting the calling to leave a place where I was, where in the summertime I was doing readings and things, but nothing has really come to fruition in the fall or even to now, and I'm getting the message from Spirit that I'm supposed to leave and not be with them anymore. Can you see anything about that?
I agree. I agree, and I want to tell you why. Now, I don't know if you've been following my Facebook because I know we're both very busy all the time, but I just opened my own office, which is for the first time in 6 years. So now I'm creating my own little symposium, if you will, versus working out of other places, although I love them, and they did great by me. Right. But now I've gone through a shift, and I can tell you, being a Capricorn, as organized as you are, as good at sales as you have been all your life, this is a time where maybe you need to start your own little center.
Right, I think that too.
Yep.
Yeah,
and when you do that, you can offer classes, and you can also offer readings, and you can do it in your way, and then you have the doors always open, so you're not just looking from event to event to event. Now you're going to be present.
Right.
In regular hours. I'm still working on my own schedule with my new office. I just opened on November 21st, so I'm still working on that because a lot of things have happened in between. But I see that for you, and I think it's serving both of us. And it's weird because we're opposites. But sometimes opposites go through the same squares and same trines. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You said it perfectly. I agree with Aphrodite. I do feel that the universe is calling you back. Chiron passed over your south node and said, hey, you know, you need to revisit these things. These things are old. Let's move on and move forward. Okay. And so I do agree that your day to day work does need to change. I do think that getting your own space to where you could take and work with it is a great thing. Again, you really stand strong on your own feet. Before you have to get yourself out there and just be present all the time this next year. And I agree. I think it'll everything else will follow. Trust the process. I think you're looking at it a little bit logically. You know, you have that Mercury cap in Italy. I think you're looking at things a little too seriously or too logically. And I think you need to trust the universe a little bit more. Telling me this way, I'm going to trust it. Telling me this way, I'm going to trust it. Go that way and see where it may fit in a logical way.
Yeah. Because I do. I look at everything seriously and logically. And it doesn't and it doesn't serve me.
And
but the thing is, it serves others.
Right.
And hence the reason why I have to say, this is your soul return. And I mention that because your natal Mercury is direct in Capricorn at 3. Your solar return Mercury. Readdressing it in a different way, going back and forth,
Exactly. It's unique, very unique. And use everything you've learned, Bill, everything you have learned is going to serve others. Use the parable more in your readings, too. Tell them a little bit of your story so that they can understand that you're really connecting with them. So that way they can reflect.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Perfect. Perfect then.
That's
perfect.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Good luck.
Many blessings, dear one. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Merry, yep.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
My jaw
All right.
Dropped.
Are you ready for...
My jaw dropped.
I know. How freakish is it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What a cosmic ear for him.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 708, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
This is Lynn from Illinois.
I'm sorry?
This is Lynn from Illinois. I'm having a little bit of an echo.
I wish I had some control over that, but I really don't.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
From Illinois, huh?
It's cold. It's very cold here.
Have you called in before?
Yes.
Okay, I can't seem to find you. What's your birthday?
Lynn.
When were you born?
January 7th.
What year?
1955.
What time were you born?
Five fifteen.
Excellent. AM or PM?
PM.
And what city? Were you born in Chicago?
Yes.
Do you still live there?
Yes, I'm still here. Well, I'm around here.
Close enough. All right, let's take a peek and see what's going on with you. All right. Wow.
And so you had a question for us today?
Yes. I have a job. Till the end of the year. The person that I'm looking for was going to be It turned out she's not ready to leave. She didn't ask me. This is a child care. Did accept another position with a with an infant, and I'm not comfortable about the decision I've made. It's a job, and I really do want to go out and pursue Reiki and other things. But right now, I'm just trying to save up for what I need to do.
Well, right now you're being empowered in one way, but we're entering a Mercury retrograde in your sign, okay? So whatever you're doing now is probably temporary. Now, what's happening is Mercury's getting ready to retrograde, and it's retrograde for 3 weeks, and it's in its shadow for 3 weeks. So for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to encourage you not to make an extraordinary change, okay? But I know Jacqueline's going to ask you where you're going to be on your next birthday, so I'm going to let her lead, okay?
But you know what?
I'm assuming you're going to be in the Chicago area for your birthday in January, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I think
that's a good placement for you. So I would be somewhere within a 50-mile radius of Chicago for your birthday. It opens up a creative process of yours. It makes you readdress that creative process. And of course, this whole thing is about your career. You're making a foundational shift this next year with your house. It may be challenging. You've got a yacht. It may be challenging for you to take action and make foundational changes as far as your career is concerned. But it's kind of meant to be. Remember, this year you're having a Taurus moon in your 10th house of your career. Stay with that practicality and that grounding of your emotional level. You'll be good. But this is a foundational shifting year for you. You have your Venus, your Neptune, Mars, and all that in your 8th house. And that is part of that yacht that I was talking about. The universe is naturally shifting you because the head of it is right on your first house. So everything is being presented to you for the shift. You don't have to make the effort. And again, remember, your creative levels of whatever you want to do with your space, you're right, things to look at at this point in time, because the universe is going to make this a back and look at something that you haven't looked at for a long time and readdress it. You have 29 degree Mercury in that area, in your fifth house, for your solar return. And that is perfect. And that is perfect. Through your moon. So it's following your emotions, that's going to be great for you.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
Okay, I had a little hard time processing that because of the echo. I accepted this other job. But I'm just not sure that it's emotionally the right thing for me right now.
You're going to change it after your next birthday, but not before.
Pardon me?
Yeah, change it after your next birthday, not before. And my feeling is for the next 6 weeks, I'm not going to encourage you to make a change. But then I totally agree with Jacqueline that beyond that point, see, you want to be in a place where you can be really expansive and creative. And you also want to be in a situation where you can give and receive love in what you do.
Yes.
You're very, very empathic. And on your solar return, you have so many Pisces planets in your eighth house, it's even going to be more profound. Okay? But I think it's going to be good. But the most important thing for you to do right now is know you're going doing something very temporary. Keep your sense of humor and engage your creativity looking for the next chapter, okay? Don't feel like you're stuck. Feel like you're kind of like stopping at the light right now, retaking your bearings, and you will shift right after your next birthday.
Okay. I was anticipating some of this, and I thought taking Reiki would sort of like give me an opportunity to bounce off from there. Like it might kind of like center.
I think that's true, but I'm also going to encourage meditation as well.
Meditation, okay. Yes.
And just being still, and I would use music as a catalyst as well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's just going to help you get through. It's just the next 6 weeks, babe, and you're golden. Okay, just hang in there.
I'm trying.
Okay.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What a purposeful chart, boy. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
I love that. Wow. I love that. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm always great. But I do have a question for you. However you need to do this, can you please let me know if the exchange is going to go through or not?
Okay. The Mercury retrograde is probably going to go into delay. Because Capricorn rules government. And not just our government, all governments. Okay? So you're looking for probably a 3 to 6 week delay. But the good news is Jupiter is going to pass over the Sun in the future here. Let me tell you when that is, honey. Hold on a minute.
I just need to know there might be a possibility it doesn't go through.
If it's going to go through, it's going to be the end of January. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, and I think that you need to trust the process and let this thing go. You're anticipating something. The lesson here is counting on something before it's there. Trusting the process and saying, let it be, trust the process, and walking away from it is the best thing you can do right now. I'm not saying giving up on it. I'm saying forget about it. Because there's going to be a lot of drama with this. Remember that, we've just had Mars through Aquarius, so all that drama going on, and we still have Venus going through there. So it's pulling on everybody's heartstrings, all the drama that they're going through, yes or no. And it's not going to do you any good to do anything. There's not one thing physically you can do to make this happen or to move this energy. So the one thing I will tell you is to let it go, because it's not going to happen today, tomorrow, or especially under the Mercury retrograde. It's going to look even worse under the Mercury retrograde. So let it be. Look towards the end of January and let it be.
Thank you. But can you tell if it's going to go through? Because there are a lot of indications that it's not going to.
I understand that process that you're showing all the drama. That's what I said. There's all this back and forth about it. What I'm telling you is that if you want this money, you need to trust the process and stop focusing on it. Once you walk away from it, you'll have a totally different perspective, and it gives you the opportunity for it to open up. But as long as you stay focused on it, I know you have a Mercury in Scorpio, and I know it gets stuck on these things. But you have to let it go. Move on with your life. Get involved in other things and let this sit for at least the next 3 weeks without thinking about it, or else you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yep.
Yep, I've let go of it.
You haven't, because you're asking the question, is it or isn't it? And you know the answer
know.
To that question. You know that you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go.
That
is my point.
Okay. Thank you,
ladies. Sorry.
All right, keep the faith, girl. All right, bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 858, you're on the air.
Hey there, this is Jolynn from Virginia. 12481.
Say your name again.
Jolynn.
How do you spell that?
It's Jolan.
12481.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent.
8:30 a.m. And are you still in Roanoke? Roanoke?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So, and I
live here too. I say that kindly.
Yeah, we'll meet soon. Kara is insisting. So I was going to find out this week. I had an instant connection with someone whose birthday was 5/16/78.
Oh, let's take a look at this one. You had Pluto conjunct Venus right now, so that's interesting.
Do you know what time that person was born?
I have no idea, but it's a sort of an impossible situation, really. But I don't know what it means. It woke me up to a lot of things, and I think it woke him up to a lot of things. So I just felt like last week, Wisconsin.
Do you have a city?
I think it's like Boyce Town or something. I hadn't heard of it.
Okay. Wow. Wow. We got a lot of trines here. Well. I want to see that there is a very, very strong connection here that's born of light and balance and peace. I also feel that this person can be very loving and affectionate. And I think they're extremely loyal. Now, I set the chart at dawn because we don't have a birth time. And at dawn, that person's moon was in Virgo. Okay? Which means no matter what time they were born, that moon is in Virgo. We just don't know exactly where it is. And your moon is in Virgo.
Right.
But they'd have to be born the following day to have your moons conjunct. Okay? But you have a lot of Libra and Aquarius. The Libra energy is beautiful in one way that it's an air sign that's ruled by Venus, and Taurus is the earth sign ruled by Venus. So your ideas could be grounded by this person in certain ways that no one else could do that for you. However, there's some squares between that Taurus sun and some of your Aquarius planets. And that's why the possession is not possible right now, okay? But nonetheless, people come into our lives for a reason. And this person is challenging you to take a look at whether or not you're living a practical life. And you are very idealistic. So you're helping them to take a look at, is their practical life really serving them? Is that right?
I feel like it's more like a wake-up call for him on a completely different level, like to live life to his fullest and be happy. And for me, it's more like what I should feel like when I'm ready to be in love for the first like time, because I've been going through a divorce and all this other stuff. So last time we talked, you said that it was going to be probably spring for me before I was completely healed. But just running into this person was kind of like groundbreaking. So I just wanted to figure out.
I agree that it is, and I think the two of you have been brought together for a very strong influence on each other. Okay. I agree that still you're not going to be making a commitment to this individual anytime in the near future. It's got its interesting aspects to it, is the way I'll put it, that make it a challenge right at this point in time for the two of you actually to have a serious relationship together. But, you know, what you're looking for as far as the relationship is your best friend. Okay, that's what you do. Your Venus is in your 11th house of friends. So you're looking for your best friend. So what I am going to suggest with this is to hold this friendship and really let each other open each other's eyes. Because each one of you bring a different perspective here that can really assist each other in healing their lives and really bringing them to different perspectives to where you two could move on and feel better about your life. So I do think that hanging out with this one and being a friend with this one can be really good. Both of you two are highly sensitive creatures. Your intent is not to harm each other or to use each other. It's a very beautiful intent. It's nice and soft and easy. And so, here again, developing that friendship right now is what I would say would be best, and not anticipating that it will turn into anything more than that, and let it be what it is, and let it be what it is, enjoy it for the moment. And I think both of you two can go through a great healing process and help each other through your healing process.
That sounds exactly what I was kind of coming to the conclusion.
I totally agree. So. I totally agree. Yep. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Well, thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
Many blessings. Merry Christmas. Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Eric code 202, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Kay.
Who is this?
This is Kay.
Oh, hey, Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Good.
If I was any better, I'd be twins. Are you born in Philly?
Yes, born in Philly.
I thought so. Do you still live there?
I'm in Brooklyn now.
Ah, the plot thickens. Okay.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Sorry, did you say something? I could sort of hear an echo.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
I just wanted a reading, whatever you guys see that stands out in terms of transits, current transits.
Well, tonight the moon is sitting on your Mars and your Jupiter. So you're supposed to be out and about, are you?
No, but I am kind of feeling a little itch to get out.
You need to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that for you. And, you know, actually your chart's looking pretty good. You've got some frustrations, though, from your past, maybe your family or other obligations that seem to be a bit stressful.
I could see that.
But you really want to have peace, and it's up to you to choose peace. The largest planet is kissing your moon and your Pluto today. So don't let the past rob you of the peace you have established, okay?
Right.
And do get out and have some fun. Do something to help others.
Say.
Do something spiritual. Do something fun.
Go out and dance. Go out and listen to some music or dance to some music. Live in the moment. Live in the now right now as far as really you're a little too heavy is what I'm trying to say. You're taking life a little too seriously. I know there's some challenges that are weighing on your mind. But there's nothing you can do about them. These two shall pass. You have no control of when they're going to pass or doing anything about them passing.
Right.
So right now is a great time to say, okay, I'm just going to set this down and wait until it does something so that I have some kind of power over it. And so I'm going to tell you, go out and dance. With your chart, honey, I think it would be a great thing. Get out there and get some movement in. Listen to some music that's going to be fun and happy. And realize that nothing is urgent and that it will pass. And just go, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to move on to something else when you run into that confrontation and let it go.
Right.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
I think that's great advice. Do you see anything about solitude for me right now? I just feel like, I mean, I would love to go out and dance, but I don't know who I would go with.
I don't think being by yourself is going to serve you. You have to realize that many people can be your friends you haven't met yet. If you go to a place that has a comfortable environment and there's something going on there, whether it's karaoke, whether it's darts, whatever it might be, but it's an activity. Mm-hmm. It's very easy as a single person to break into that and just start getting involved with people and just chatting and having a good time. You know, you don't have to make it feel super secure. Just know that you have something to count on as being the focal point. Okay?
Right, right, right. Just kind of put myself out there.
Get out there anyway.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a blessed Christmas and New Year.
Thanks, you both. I wish the same for you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sweet night. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Thank you, ladies, but I'm only listening. I don't have a question. Thank you, though.
Oh, I'll put you back on listening.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you
Many
for
blessings.
Listening.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Cute. All right. Next one. Area code 603, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, who's this?
My name is Robert.
How are you, Robert?
Robert Brown III.
Yeah,
okay,
see,
nice to
yeah,
hear from you, Robert.
Yeah, that knows me. Yeah, it's nice to talk to you, too. Yeah.
So what's shaking up there in New Hampshire? How cold is it?
It's cold. It's very cold.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, actually,
he lives in New Boston, New Hampshire right now, by the way.
Yes, it's, well, actually it's warming up, believe it or not. It was pretty bad yesterday. We got several inches of snow, and before that we had low temperatures around 3 degrees.
I had that here too, 4 degrees. I get that. Oh, yes.
Oh yeah, it was. It's been pretty nasty. It's but amazingly enough, it's warmed up a little bit. Of course, you know how things go. It'll warm up a little, and then it'll freeze again, and then we'll get another snowstorm, and that's basically.
But you're in New Hampshire. Wait a minute, it'll change in New England. I mean, hello, that's what the weather does up there.
Yes, this is true.
What's your birthday, Robert?
So did you have a special...
Yes, actually, I did call because I had... I did call because I had some... I had a very special question.
Okay.
Yeah, my birthday is November 30th.
1957. It's 5:45 a.m.
Uh-huh.
5:45 a.m.
In the city?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston.
Now
yeah.
There's a new boss in New Hampshire. It's been a new change for him, big time.
Yes, it has been.
Okay.
And good.
Yeah, mostly. Of course, I'm screwing around with my electrical system and totally ruining it, but that's another thing entirely, actually.
Oops. So, your question tonight, Robert.
Okay, I am in a sort of a political battle. I'm going through an academic program, a doctoral program to be precise, and I'm in this sort of a political battle with some of my professors because I'm trying to make a change in the folks that are supposed to be helping me, and I'm getting all kinds of rather annoying gobbledygook from the school. So my question, actually, is there any way that I'm going to get what I need in order to get the right advisor that I need? And if so, when? If not, I don't care when, but if so, I definitely do care when.
Well, Mercury is retrograding over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So because of that,
screws me up.
It is a time to wait more than a time to continue. But the good news is you're in your Saturn return. And so because of that, your mental will come when it's time, I think. And tonight, the time you made the call, the moon is sitting right on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment in the ninth house of higher education. So sometimes the time you ask the question is important. It's the longer haul of astrology. So my feeling, it is time to analyze and maybe reanalyze with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
And take your time. What do you think, Jacqueline? Because, you know, I know him and I talk to him all the time. So I would love your input on this one.
There's always another way to skin a cat. Okay.
Don't say that. I hate that saying. I hate it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But there's always another way around something, okay? I know you have a Mars in Scorpio, and that Scorpio likes a direct line, but it never happens that way in your life. Okay? It never will. Okay? And what you're doing right now is you're having to take that step back and look and reanalyze. And the reason why I do that, and the reason I'll put it politely, is that there's another avenue that you need to look at. By reexamining and opening your mind to different perspectives, because you're an extremely intelligent man. You do know this. Okay? And you know that there's multiple opportunities and multiple ways of doing things. But right now I think you're stuck in one direction and you want to get in that one direction. And for the next 3 weeks, while Mercury is retrograde, I think you need to take a step back and re-examine and start asking questions. Instead of, you know, trying to enforce what you believe in, start asking these people, well, why do you think that way? How did you come to that conclusion? You know, these types of things, and look at a different perspective. And I think it'll change your perspective in finding how you're going to get your answers to proceed down the path you need to proceed down. Okay? I think there's an
Take a look at his solar return. Jacqueline, take a look at his solar return because it's going to blow you away. I really want that insight to be in his ears right now. Okay.
And you were in New Boston for your birthday,
yes.
For your birthday this year?
Yep. I was.
Let me look at that.
You can see why he's feeling insecure for sure and a little bit tanked. Okay. So your birthday this year, Robert, was a new moon, so she's going to be
Hey, life is
there.
Good.
It is. I knew you'd see it. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to have any kind of firm footing except for within yourself, okay? That's what I'm going to say about this one. Okay, your life is changing as you know it, and it's a teaching year as well as a learning year for you, okay? Find the comedy and humor in this situation. When you start getting really serious, find something to make you laugh about it. I don't care what kind of irony you find in it. Find something to make you laugh. This is a little intense of a year. But,
no
again, kidding. You're doing... You know, the beautiful thing about this is that you have your Mars trining Jupiter this year. You are the great humanitarian. You are on the right path and on the right direction to shift things, okay? You just need to change a little bit of a direction on that path that you're going. Open up to a broader path is what I'm trying to say. But trust the universe. Trust this process. Don't get stuck hard in the situation. Whenever you're getting frustrated, take that step back. Take a break. Breathe. Go through some kind of meditation. Listen to some kind of music. That helps you to really calm yourself down. Because this is an interesting year for you. And it's going to be a really good year for you, but it's also going to be a tough year for you.
Oh, okay.
You got many blessing lines and many
challenges.
And one
interesting thing,
bottom line of this.
Totally, yeah. And the other thing you have to remember that you're the administrator that does not have the credentials just yet, which is why you're trying to show them the potential you feel inside yourself, but they're not ready to receive it just yet.
Not yet. Wait.
But I know you, Robert. You always do a great job. Well, keep us posted. We're glad you called the show tonight.
The one thing I do want to say about this before you go is that the Arabic part of Fortune of Aries is sitting on your rising and your solar return. What that means for you is that the universe has given you one of the benefactors as long as you are present and open to it. And so remember that.
Okay.
You've got a guardian angel over your shoulder saying, we're going to give you some of these benefits.
Okay.
Now, are you looking at this year or next year?
2016.
Jacqueline.
Oh.
2016.
Right. Okay. It's part of Fortune in that first house. Okay. Got it. All right. Yep. I agree.
Got it?
I totally agree.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Love you, Robert. Love you, Jacqueline.
Love
we
you.
We need to tell people where to find us, Jacqueline. We're about ready, getting ready to sign off here.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
They can.
I better go then.
Bye. They can call me at 772 2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can call me at 540-400-0110. Jack and I are both on Facebook. If you want to look at my website, it's www.aphrodite.com. We're here for you 24/7. If you need us, call us. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Right? Are we going to do it on Christmas Day or not, Jacqueline? What do you want to do?
Ooh, I don't want to do it on Christmas Day. I'm sorry.
All right, I'll put it out there. We're not going to do it then, and that's fine. I meant to ask you before, but it's been a crazy week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. God bless. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Good night.